Morning all, welcome, Scotch in the Balcony. No scotch today, just a very strong coffee. No Al this week. Myself and Al, we haven't been able to get to speak the last couple of weeks, sadly. Life just gets in the way. Again, just to remind, like, share, please get in contact. If there's anything you want us to talk about, or if you want to be on the show, get in contact. So, I was going to do a thing here with Al, and I was going to say, yeah, it was my birthday last week. Except it wasn't my birthday last week. It was my birthday 3 weeks ago. And that's frightened the shit out of me, because where did those 3 weeks go? How did I lose those 3 weeks? Like, they're just, I can't tell you what I did. I know I did stuff. Where is my lost time gone? And it fucking hit me. And this isn't some, this is something we all know. It's something I know. Something myself and Al talk about all the bloody time. It's my goddamn phone. It's killing me. It really is. Now, I'm not the smartest, so I don't have the words, but let me try and explain what I mean by it's killing me, is that if we're going to die, that means we have X amount of time. And if we're going to die sooner, that means we've less time. So our phone is leaving us with less time in our life to do the stuff that we either have to do or want to do or should be doing. It's killing us. Slowly. Killing us. Well, it's killing me. I'm not disciplined. I have to get disciplined. Like, I did a recording last night, and I'm going to do another one now because I'm angry at myself this morning. Let's do another one because, so, my wife's home today. She wants me to get my hair cut, so I just checked to see. I went on and, all right, what time is the local barber's opening? That took me 45 fucking minutes. That's because I just got distracted. I said, look, I'll just check Marketplace. Then I'll check something else. And it was like 45 minutes of my life gone now. And this is what's happening. It's just distraction everywhere. Now, as Al says, just take the app off your phone. He goes, yeah, take the app off the phone. But it doesn't matter because I just go in through fucking Google or something. Whether it's Facebook or one of those. And it's not like I don't have shit to do. Like, we all have so much shit to do. We all have so much stuff that we should be doing. Small things, medium things, big things, short term, medium term, long term. And yet we don't do them. We're just distracted by this fucking phone. So what do we do? I think the only thing we can do is just fuck the apps on your phone. We just need to put the phone away. But what we need to do is also take away the necessity for the phone. And I'm going to tell you now something that happened to me this week. And it's just really pissed me off. And it's just made me see, oh my God. So I work for myself. Just me. Sole trader. No one else. I am the community. Or the company. Sort of. So I have my server. I'm at Microsoft 365. I've been with them 8 years now, I think, or somewhere 7 years. 8 years. Oh my God, I can't believe it's that long. And I went to log in like I do every single morning on my computer. And I got a message saying, oh, you need to do this. I need double authenticity. Download the app onto my phone. I'm going, what the fuck? No. And the message was, your company wants you to do this. Did it? And I go, no, I don't. I don't want to do it. They want me to do it. And here's the weird thing. There was a link below that says, well, if you don't want to use the app, go this way. And I clicked on it. And it told me, well, when you've done this on the app. And I went, hold on, no, I don't want to use that. I don't need it. My password is good. I have a good password. Sort of. But no, the fuck's going to be, look, trust me, there's nothing on my system. But it tells me I have 14 weeks. I've sent off an email. I don't expect to get a fucking reply from those pricks. But they're telling me I need protection. From who? From fucking them. I don't need it. I don't want it. And even if I do, shouldn't that be my choice? Shouldn't we start letting people make their own choices? Because it's weird how people... Oh, well, when it comes to putting shitty food and smoking and all this... Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, you can do that. But on the other side, oh, no, this is what's good for you and we're going to make you do this. There's only one fucking reason they make you do fucking anything. And that's money. We saw that during the pandemic. We can see that with our politicians. They're not politicians. They're lobby. You know, they've been lobbied and... Fucking... Oh. And then I got another mail yesterday from, without a doubt, the most useless fucking multi-million company on the planet. And that's Ticketmaster. And what they basically told me was that if I don't, again, more double I can't even say the bloody word. I'm that annoyed. But I have to go through my phone. My phone. And if I don't, I can't get my tickets. And I'm going to see Tom Segura next week. I've been waiting for him for years. Because I missed him last time he was here. Years ago. But if I don't, I can't get my tickets. And I'm going... No. I want to explain something to you. Ticketmaster, pack of pricks. Right? Which are not needed, by the way. Right? Fucking hate them. I already have the app. I have a password. It's a long password. I have it memorized. My password is Ticketmaster or Wankers. It's not fucking... No, it's not actually. But now they're saying I have to do this. Like, they're telling me I have to do this. Why? What's the reason? They're like the fucking mafia. And they are like the mafia because if you're from what I've been told, like they just have a monopoly on everything. And they don't actually provide a service. They did at the start. Right, if you think about it, they did at the start because this was before we had the internet as it is. It's before every place had their own website. And it's before every artist had their own website. So if you wanted to find out who was playing tickets and stuff, it was a little bit of work and you just go in and do it. But now everything has to be through Ticketmaster. I've even rang places directly to say, no, I want to buy the ticket off you. And they're like, no, we're not allowed. You have to go through Ticketmaster. And now I have to use my phone. It's phone. And I'll admit it. Listen, I know this is killing me. I know what this is doing to me, and yet I can't stop. They've fucking drugged us. I know the things. If we're honest with ourselves, if we're truly, truly honest with ourselves, we know the things we should be doing, and yet we don't do them. Why don't we? The fucking... there was a cabinet door. We got new. We moved house last year. We got a whole new kitchen. So there's been a kitchen. There's been a door. There's been a cabinet door that's been wrecking my fucking head for 6 months. And I never fixed it. This morning while the kettle was boiling for my cup of coffee, it literally took me 60 seconds. And it's fixed. And it made me feel real happy. And I know this. And what I'm going to say is I know this. I don't know if this is the same for anyone else. But I know it's the same for a lot of people. And I make sure I don't sound sexist. But especially men. We feel better when we do stuff. Small things, medium things, big things. Just doing stuff. That's done. Lovely. And I think... And I don't know why, but maybe it's, I have just a thought that came to me. was that maybe it's a couple of things. It's like when you do something, well, come on, you're doing something yourself. There's an independence to that. When you do something, you're showing yourself that you're competent, that actually you can do shit. And a lot of sometimes when you do something you've never done before, you learn it. You know, and then you can stand back like a fucking child and go, yeah, I did that. I'm not like great. Now that might sound childish, right? But what I can tell you about having three children is there's not that much difference between children and fucking grown-ups. There isn't. Not nowadays. And I suppose what comes out of those kind of things, I know for me anyway, is this... Well, come here, I think it's the confidence. Confidence and the independence thing. I think that gives you a sense of freedom, of control. That, yeah, look, hey, whatever happens, I'm better, I could deal with it. The reality is, like, freedom is a myth. Unless you're, like, part of the 1%, or the 1% of the 1% of the 1%, you know, if you fuck off money, right, then you're okay. Otherwise, like, you're beholden to the luck of the world and the assholery of other fucking people. Like, think of it this way, right? A fine. And I'm not like a fine, you know, if you do this, you're going to be fined, right? Well, if you think about it, a fine is just something that allows people with money to do something that they shouldn't be fucking doing. Large corporations, banks, governments even now. Oh, if you don't do this, you're going to be fined. And they go, fuck it, I have the money, so I'm going to fucking do it anyway. But if it's wrong, it's wrong. So, but you see, it's about control. But it's not really about doing the right thing. No, it's about control. We just want to control, which is fair. Look, there's 8 billion people. We haven't figured out how to live together with 8 billion people. We haven't figured out how to live in big cities. We haven't. Look around. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like that fucking polar bear in Dublin Zoo years ago. Thank God they got rid of him. Like, if I remember correctly, polar bears go insane in zoos. And the polar bear in Dublin Zoo, you sit there banging his head against the glass. They got rid of him pretty, you know, a long time ago. And there's something else. It's like, why could they be going insane? It's the same with fucking orca whales. Why are they going insane? Oh, I don't fucking know. Maybe because you took them out of the fucking ocean and put them into a goldfish bowl. No, it couldn't be that. But look, because we're feeding them and we're looking after them. And it's kind of the same with us. We're living in these cities. We're living in cramped spaces. And maybe we just have, you know, leave us the fuck alone. I don't know. I don't know. I think we just need to put the phone down. My phone is killing me. There's too much information. We know this. Myself and I, we differ greatly on. We didn't always disagree on politics and stuff like that. We definitely disagree on Fox News and Trump. I'm not saying I like them. So it's wrong of me to say what I'm going to say, but Al kind of hates them. And so do a lot of people. Which is fair enough. Like, I wasn't a fan of Tucker Carlson, but he wasn't wrong all the time. But when you look at the other side, this was always my argument, that, look, better doesn't mean good. My thing about Fox News was it was only one station. You look at the other stations. There's loads of them, and they're just as bad. Nearly as bad, but there's more of them. So therefore, as a collective, they're worse. That was my argument. And it's not, I heard, I heard a good word used. I'll see if I can get it right. It's not news. It's opinion news. Opinion news. Opinion news. As in opinion news. I mean, I saw a fucking video of a woman the other day. And this is a woman with a fucking had gone to college and has a degree. And she said, I'll see if I can just remember and get this right. Because it's, I'm still, weeks later, just in shock. She was one of those shitty asshole fucking, where they discuss men and women and basically they're all assholes and, you know, they're all narcissistic and self-centered and don't understand what a fucking relationship is. Except the relationship with themselves. And let me see if I can get this right. She said that facts can be right or wrong, but an opinion is always right. And I watched her say this. I kept going back and watching it. And I went, whoa. Like this, is, she's not scamming. The other fuckers are scamming, but she's not scamming. She honestly believes this, I think. So we've all these people that think this. That an opinion can't be wrong. Because they think, oh, I'm entitled to my opinion. Yeah, but some opinions are worth more than others. Some opinions aren't worth fucking anything. There's certain things that my opinion doesn't really count because I don't know enough about it. But facts can be right or wrong. No, fact is a fact. But an opinion, like, but and this is the world we live in now. This is what they fucking convinced everybody. And I was annoyed at myself last night, and I was annoyed at myself yesterday. I was annoyed at myself because I got so distracted by the phone and by other stuff. There was stupid stuff. And then I see shit like this, and it just goes, why fucking bother? And the thing is, we're not learning. Again, during my distraction yesterday, my fucking video feed, it was like, there's a fucking video, 11 million. What the fuck is that? Right, it fucking has to have fucking 11 or 12 million plus views on it. It's nothing. But the first 3 seconds is a hot chick in a bikini. And the rest of the video, I don't know, it's just of a cove and fucking nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's literally nothing. And we can see that with TikTok. And now Instagram have it. And Facebook and YouTube. All of these little second feeds. And it's destroying us. It's killing me. It's killing me. It's just, I need to get the fuck. How do I, please, somebody send me something. Please, somebody get in contact and tell me how the fuck do I put this down. I have so much shit to do. I'm nearly 50. I don't have much time left for the shit that I want to do. I can't be the only one. If I fucking am, that would be awesome. I wish it was the case, but I don't think we are. I don't think I am the only one. Oh. Fuck. I'm not the only one, though. I'm not, because I speak to people. You know, and yeah, I don't know. Lost my train of thought there. As you can probably guess, what we're doing here is we're not editing these anymore. I'm not even listening to them. I get them, myself and Al, we get our discussions, we get them, and we put them up. I don't listen. I don't even listen back, so I don't know what I said. and I'm doing that because the idea is I want it to be more real, because everything is so edited and not real. You can't trust anything anymore. Look, Instagram is just marketing. If you're on Instagram, you're selling yourself. Why are you selling yourself? There's something wrong. We should be working on ourselves, working on our surroundings. People want to be influencers. Oh, fucking, you get smack in the head. I swear to God, I don't smack my kids, but if they came back and said they wanted to be an influencer, I wouldn't be able to control myself. But get a fucking smack. Because here's the lie they haven't... Here's the lie. You are an influencer. We're all influencers. We influence those who are around us. And they're the people. That's the important thing. And we're surrounded by these snake oil men who are just very good at manipulating, very good at making money. Like Bill Gates. Bill Gates is an evil motherfucker. He's just very good at making money. And for some weird fucking reason, we revere him. And we revere these people. Why? Because they're better at doing something that we can't do, which is becoming billionaires. In a world where we have said becoming a billionaire is the pinnacle of success. I don't think it is. It's not. We've got it all wrong. So what do we do? Please, somebody get in contact. Tell me something that we can do. Well, I've decided this week that I am going to do something. And I will talk about that when Al's here. And somebody said, it's like, oh, that's giving back. And it's not about giving back. It's about just doing something. And I thought, and this is my last thing I'm just going to talk about. Is the con is on. They've lied to us and we've fallen for it. Because again, we don't know how to live together. Of 8 billion people, millions all stuck together and interconnected. It doesn't work. It's too loud. And when I get angry, I always think of that scene from Network, where he has the nervous breakdown. I said, but it's not a nervous breakdown. He's just fucking frustrated and can't take it anymore. Can't take it anymore. If you haven't seen it, go watch the film. Or if not, just watch the scene. And he was right. Get up, shout and roar and go, just no more. But that was a movie and of its time in a certain time. We don't live in that time anymore. So we've told everybody believes their opinion is as important, if not more important, than anyone else's. Because that's, listen, you know, it is what it is. But you can't do that anymore. Why? Because look what they've done. They've made so many people stand up and shout and roar about whatever's on their mind. Look, fuck, I'm doing it here. That the world is just full of noise now. And voices can't get through. Ideas can't get through. Discussion. The important stuff isn't getting through. There's like this fucking fog of bullshit. And the likes of the Bill Gates and the likes of the banks and the likes of corporations and the likes of the fucking all these bricks, they're using this to get away with and do whatever they want. And it's not like we haven't been here before. It's not like this is, it's fucking history repeating itself. We're fucking idiots. We really fucking are. I didn't realize how much idiots we were until. Listen, here's the thing. Look, if you're listening to, please listen to myself and Al for nothing other than this. If you're listening to us, you better be doing something else and not going through your fucking phone. Okay? Have us on the speaker, have us on white noise while you're doing something else. We need to be doing stuff. And when you're not listening to us, just go check out Real Dictators and listen to the podcasts about Stalin, Mao and Kim. And just those, right? And the Julius Caesar one. I just thought that was really interesting. But forget about the fact of the fucking billions of people that they, sorry, how did I say billions? I meant millions of people, sorry, that they killed. Okay, the tens of millions of people that they killed. But Listen to how they did it and the things they did, and you'll see it's happening today. Okay, I went off there. I lost. What was I talking about? Seriously, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So they're turning around to us, and you see all these activists, and they're fucking idiots. Most of them are terrorists, anyway. And they're shouting, and everyone is just shouting. And we can see it, because what's the one at the moment? It's this whole idiotic... It's insane, this trans movement thing. It's utterly fucking insane. And what we need to do is what we used to do, I think, maybe. Is just say, hold on, stop there for a fucking second. And we need to be asking the right questions. Well, can I ask you a question? Then we need to think about it. Because this thing, we don't think about shit. Everything's just so fast. Just continuously. You know, Al blames the 24-hour news cycle thing, where it's just continuous. And it is. It's just a ticker tape of continuous. We're not smart enough. Our brains can't take it in. We can't figure it out. We take in the information, and then we have to process it. We're not that smart. There's too much information. So there's too much shouting and roaring. So what do we do? I don't know. Please. I think it has to do with being an influence of those around us and our community. And spend more of our time what's going on around us. And then as a community, say, well, why are you doing that? What's that for? We also need to become more independent. We're not fucking doing that. I talk about someone who has an Amazon account. And the Amazon driver knows me. So I'm part... I don't know. I don't know. There's my... Fuck me, that was 27 minutes. I don't even know what I said. I told you, I feel like the polar bear today. Yes, sorry. So there's my morning moan. I don't know. Get in contact. HarryCigarOutlook.com. I'm also on Facebook. Hold on, someone's ringing me in there. I'm going to have to decline. That's the wife. So, come here. I'll be back next week, hopefully. Scotch in the Balcony, please like, share. We're on Podbean and everything else. And we'll be getting something on YouTube soon. Like I said, there's like 27, 28 minutes. I've no idea what I just said. We don't edit it. We're just, I don't know. Tell us what you think. Tell us whether I should talk less. Shut the fuck up. I don't know. But that's okay. It's okay not to know. But we need to work shit out together, I think. So please, get in contact. Have a good weekend. Stay safe, everybody. And yeah, talk to you all soon.